Well, I don't want to repeat what we were said. That's between us, you know what I mean? But I thought it was a bit below the belt, and that's the way I reacted. So it's a fight, man. So what? How do you want me to react?
So he said something to you that prompted that?
Maybe. Oh, he's very nervous. I'm ready to kill him right there and then. If his boy rushed him and my team didn't hold me back, man, he was a dead man.
That's Anthony Mundine talking before the big fight tonight, taking on Jeff Horn. Certainly promoting the fight. That was his last opportunity to you know, let everyone know that the fight's on. But a man who's been promoting this fight, and he's been in the Jeff Horn corner. He's a mate of mine, and he joined us on the line this morning, is the great man himself, Dean Lonergan. Good morning, Dino.
Lance Arthur, how are you? Jerry, yep. What's this no dickheads policy you've got going?
Well, you snuck through, Dean. Hey, what's it? Firstly, I mean, I know you're in the Jeff Horn camp, but you're the promoter, joint promoter of this fight. What's Anthony been like to deal with in the build-up to the fight? He's got the talk going.
Look, once you've got the deal done, probably going back maybe 2 months ago when we had it finally settled, he's been really good. I hadn't met him up until probably 6 weeks ago, okay, where I met him in a Robin Baskin's ice cream parlor at 9 o'clock at night. So just interested to see what he was like. And everything I heard about Anthony Mundine was he's a different guy behind, you know, take the camera away and he's a real good bloke. And that's been the case. You know, I've been quite impressed, certainly impressed with his ability in the media. He talks it up. He does a good job. He knows how to promote a fight. And he's been one of the easiest guys to work with from a promotional point of view. He sometimes says things you don't like, but at the end of the day, when you're boxing game, these are things that happen. Yeah.
No, exactly right. And when you're promoting a fight, Dean, the more that they can say some outrageous things, the more people take an interest in it. How many people are you expecting at Suncorp tonight, mate?
Yeah.
Mate, look at it, 25,000 tonight at Suncorp, and that's about where we saw the fight, you know, originally. It's very difficult up here in Queensland or in Brisbane to find a stadium of 25,000 people. So we've only opened up the lower bowl at Suncorp. It's going to look really impressive. It's of course, it's a fight at night. When we fought Pacquiao, it was during the day. So with a night fight, you know, we're going to be in concert-style lighting, and it'll look really, really impressive. So I'm really looking forward to tonight. Of course, I think, you know, we need Jeff Horn to win. There's this massive risk for Jeff to be taking this fight, because if Anthony comes through and was to beat him, geez, it's going to put Jeff's career back into 2 or 3 years and we're going to start from scratch. So Jeff understands what's on the line, you know, just to give you an idea. He can go from fighting, you know, I don't know, this fight he's going to make probably seven figures. He can go from fighting from seven figures down to maybe 50 grand for his next fight if he doesn't pull this off. So it's fair to say that a lot on the line for Mr. Horn.
Yeah, it sounds as though it is. So Dino, if he does win the fight, so let's just move forward. Mm-hmm. He wins tonight against against Anthony Mundine. What's then on the table for him?
Realistically, possibly a world title fight. You know, one of the things about moving up in weight to fight Anthony has been it's opened up the possibilities for me. You know, like we'd look to stay in at welterweight. And Jeff has struggled to make the weight in his last fight just a little bit. He's still adamant he can make it. But all of a sudden, I'm looking at junior middleweight, which is the next class up, and also middleweight. And I've been talking to a couple of promoters, one from America and sort of one from the UK. And you know, potentially, we've got a world title fight, depending on how he goes here. So, and look, it just comes down to one thing. Is it, can we lay down the money to buy the fight? And I think we can. So there's a lot on the line for Jeff, because it's either fighting for four fifths of nothing for your next fight and building, or, you know, potentially going to a world title fight. So it's a big deal tonight.
Yeah, Dean, the other big hurdle you've got to overcome, quite clearly I would imagine, you need Jeff Horn to be fighting at Suncorp Stadium. They seem to be good supporters. The Queensland government seems to be good supporters, and that's the attraction. But then you've got to try and get a world champion to come down under.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, the only reason we got Manny Pacquiao down here a year and a half ago now was because we had the best money offer in the world on the table, and it was as simple as that. And, you know, these guys, when you're a world champion, you've got options all over the place, and it just comes down to how much money you can generate. I'd very much like to do a world title fight, would you believe this, on the beach at the Gold Coast. I'd love to build a 5,000-seat stadium on the beach, and we could broadcast that to the world, you know, and you could do some amazing stuff with drones now, and during the coverage, we'd build a three-sided stadium so you could look back across the beach and into the buildings and show the great vista that you've got on the Gold Coast and make a real statement for it. So that's what I'd like to do next, but we'll wait and see what happens tonight.
Yeah, well, it's an important night for Jeff Horn. It's an important night for yourself, obviously. Your prediction, Dean?
Look, I think it's going to go... I don't think it goes the distance. I think Jeff's going to be too strong for him. I can see the first five or six rounds being really explosive as Anthony tries to win it, knowing that if it goes long, deep into the rounds, you know, 43 years of age, you'd think he's going to fade. He made weight easily yesterday, but he had to lose a lot of weight to get down there. And I see Jeff Horn sort of knocking him out in round 8, 9 or 10. Now, for me, that's the perfect night. And we move on and we kiss goodbye to Anthony and say thanks for the last 25 years. Now, if you could just go away and silently be yourself and don't turn up again, that'd be a great thing.
Yeah. Dino, with Jeff and his mental state going into this fight, because he's probably never come up against a boxer that says a lot of things like Mundine. Does he take any notice of it, or he just knows that that's what Anthony's there to do, and that's just to make noise and to promote the fight?
I think he fully understands that what Anthony's there to do. I think what was far more menacing was the quiet carry-on we had at the press conference for Terence Crawford. You know, he was a guy who come from the mean streets, you know, of America and can really, really fight and was just very, very measured and was, you know, it was like it was quite sinister just because Crawford is so damn good at what he does. Whereas Anthony's all huff, puff and show. But having said that, you know, you've got to give the guy credit. Laurie, you know, he was... Actually, I think he doesn't like you because you kept him out of the Australian spot for a while, in fact, for all eternity. you know, like, he's been around for 25 years. He's 43 years of age, and to do what he's done is pretty impressive.
It has
been.
Like,
I finished playing rugby league at 25. How old were you, Laurie? 30, 31, 32?
30.
And still be performing. Yeah, and mate, you just get to a point where you're sick of it. So it's quite amazing how he's managed to carry on, you know, continue on to this age and still be competitive.
Yeah, I take my hat off to Anthony Mundine. I think he's done a sensational job. He was a very good footy player. He's been a great boxer. And he's been someone that's been able to make a lot of money out of the sport. So I've got nothing but respect for him. Some of the things he says, I don't agree with, and I think he's been silly at certain stages throughout his career. But you can never knock him what he's done on the sporting field.
Well, I think he'd agree with all the sentiments you've just said, Laurie. He has, you know, there are stuff he said he's regretted. He tells me, and he says this to the media, he's made something like $30 million over the course of his career, which is it's an enormous amount of money coming out of boxing. And I can tell you, mate, I've been in the sport on and off for a long, long time, and it's a very, very difficult sport to make a living out of, let alone that sort of money. So hats off to him, he's done a good job. But, you know, as much as, and I've found out he's not a bad bloke, and he's been very generous in his community and what he does with his money, and I know he supports a lot of people and gives money away to his community. I sincerely hope he gets belted the hell out of tonight.
I'm sure a lot of people will echo those sentiments as well, Dan. Hey, Dino, just a quick one before you go. The Warriors have released Sean Johnson. What did you make of that decision?
Look, I think Sean Johnson is much maligned, and I don't agree with the decision. Like, and I've seen so many media in New Zealand who really don't know anything about rugby league just berate Sean for his lack of defence and, you know, his lack of this and lack of that. And it's like, I think there's so few players in today's game that can turn a game on its head in the space of less than, you know, two or three plays. I wouldn't have let him go. You know, I would have tried to keep him at the club, but at the end of the day, time will tell. They're either going to end up with egg on their face or it's going to be a brilliant decision. If they make the 8 next year and they save $1 million doing it, well, mate, they're going to look like geniuses. If they don't make the 8 and Cronulla makes the grand final and goes well, they're going to look like a bunch of goose. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, we certainly will. Hey, mate, well, I want to thank you for your time again, mate. You're always terrific with it. We wish you and Jeff Horn the best tonight.
And I've got to say this, Laurie Daly. Last time I spoke to you was 6 months ago, maybe, and you're only just finding your feet. My goodness, B, aren't you bloody polished on radio now? pretty soon you'll be kicking that dropkick TK for touching it yourself.
No, I won't be doing that, big fella. I won't be doing that. Let's catch up soon, hey?
All right, guys. Thanks.